Hello, this is the first Lunar Boo with DM here. And it's Tuesday, the 8th of Feb. And you kind of guessed it really from those sounds that I've been playing a lot of Dead Space 2, 10 hours in, which is up to about Chapter 8, so I'm quite slow. Playing this, as most first-person shooters are, or any game, I'm pretty slow at playing. Dead Space took me 17 hours to finish, so with 8 chapters gone and halfway, I'm looking at least 20 hours, which I think is good value for something that I'll probably play through a couple of times. The version I'm playing is the Xbox version, which obviously is on two discs, so after about, I think, Chapter 6, it asks you to swap. I'm stuck in a lift at that point, which is not a big deal. I don't see there being any problems with having to swap disc. Maybe if you played through the game really quickly every couple of days, you get annoyed, but for me, no, not really a big deal. The start of the game was really good. The bit where, well, I won't give it away too much as spoilers, but I think most people have seen the part where you're running through in a straitjacket. It could have been done better, I think. I think you could have had a bit more build-up into the actual story itself, rather than throwing you straight into the action, but that's just my opinion. Overall, the game looks really good. A much better look into the first. Set pieces are good. The actual storyline, I think, still a bit weak, and I think the actual girlfriend's dilemma in the first one, where you don't know if she's alive or dead, is a lot better at building tension than just knowing she's dead and you're visited by her ghost, or you're mentally impaired and you're picturing her as a apparition. I don't know, I haven't got to the end yet, so I can't tell you how it pans out, but to me that, I don't know, it's alright, but I could have done with a little bit more in depth in that. If it started the game with a little bit more story, a bit better interaction with the cutscene, it could have been a great start rather than a pretty good start, let's say that. As it's gone on, the storyline's got a little bit more in depth, but I think that's the most disappointing thing for me of the game, is the actual storyline. It's a bit weak. The action itself is good. It's not much of a departure from the first one, other than the actual different weapons. But I will come back and do another one of these. Booze probably about Dead Space after I've completed the actual game, just to give a better overview. I'm at a point now in Chapter 8 where I'm stuck. One of the actual puzzles is doing my head in big time, trying to get past it. And they are a bit tedious at points. I think you could have had a little bit more development in the gameplay on that side, rather than just putting a couple of puzzles here and there that break up the action. But I'm only halfway. I think there's a turn up at some point as well, from what I've read. You can probably catch all my goings-on, game-wise, on my blog, as you probably call it already, The Lunar Shepherd. I'm covering all the games I'm playing this year, and hopefully going to complete more than, say, I did probably last year, which was only 6. I've already done 3 this year, I think, from the looks of it. Yep. Obviously on my blog there's a lot more than just games. I'm trying to cover a variety of entertainment and how it's projected towards us, the public. And I should hope I see a few comments on there from you guys soon. You can follow me as usual at DM Osborn on Twitter, and there's loads of other ways to follow me, of course, but Twitter is the main one, obviously the blog as well. And that's me, pretty much run out of time for 5 minutes, but it pretty much covers what I want to say about Dead Space 2 for now. I'll see you soon. Take care of each other, and you never walk alone, as they say, better at Anfield than they ever do here. Bye.